How did you learn about Fiordings then, Les?
Well, while I was at Gardner's and while I was on one of the machines, I made an adjustable tap wrench. A nice little jobby, knurled on the outside so the finger grips was okay. And my father, who worked at Fiordings, took it along and showed it to George Jackson. George Jackson said, "Crumbs, Sid, he's the sort of kid we could do with here." And from that, I moved from Gardner's to Fiordings. That was in 1941.
Do you have to have an interview, or did George Jackson, who was a foreman, I believe, in the pipe shop, do you have to have an interview, or did they just go on his recommendations?
I think more or less they went on his recommendation. I remember seeing the timekeeper at the time, who consequently lost my birth certificate, which I never had after. But I don't really remember having an interview as such.
Okay, so you were only about 15 then.
That's right, yeah, 15. Yeah.
And so we started an apprenticeship. And how long did that apprenticeship last, Les?
Well, it was a 6-year apprenticeship. Normally in those days, one would work a 7-year. But of course, in my case, because I'd already done roughly a 12-month at Gardner's, it reduced my apprenticeship time and period to 6 years.
Okay. Was there were you straight into a machine shop, or was there a training school?
Oh, no, there's no training school. It was straight into the machine shop. And what normally used to happen, one or a couple of the charge hands would sort of keep a fatherly eye on you. And there was an old guy who I remember quite well called Arthur Turley. I believe he was a Londoner. But he was a nice, cuddly old guy. And he certainly would look after kids and tell us how to do what, such as making sure you took charge of a tool that you were trying to grind on the grinding machine. Because in those days, you didn't have 6 or 8 inch bench grinders. You had 20-inch grinding wheels, and very often they were not dressed as often as they should have been, and the wheel would throw you backwards and forwards with the tool, and he would say, "Take charge of that, young man. You're in charge of grinding that tool." And there you go.